SNL, King Trump crashes Lin-Manuel Miranda's Hamilton reprise. Weekend Update explains why Elon Musk is not a Nazi. By Simon Kent on January 26, 2025. Resurgent President Donald Trump has not just returned victorious to the White House, he is now firmly back inside the collective heads of the entertainment industry, if indeed he ever left at all. Saturday Night Live showed the way when it started its January 25 episode with a Hamilton reprise alongside King Donald Trump. The Wrap reports the cold open began with a trip back in time to the signing of the Declaration of Independence, which segued into a cameo appearance from Lin-Manuel Miranda as Alexander Hamilton. The Hamilton creator's triumphant reprisal of his Broadway role was quickly interrupted, however, by SNL cast member James Austin Johnson's return as President Trump. In America, we will have leaders, but no one thing. In America, we will never have a king. Miranda sang, only for Johnson's Trump to slide into frame and proclaim, never say never. Kidding, of course, though in many ways I'm not. I'm in my king era, but just like the founding fathers, I am creating a new country as well. And just like them, we're doing it very widely. Johnson's Trump detailed his many accomplishments in his first week back in the Oval Office, all while Miranda had to remain frozen in place behind him. He's in sniffing distance of an EGOT, and he's gotta stand there until I'm done, Johnson's commander-in-chief observed. You can watch the full cold open below. Elsewhere, Tesla CEO Elon Musk and his controversial salute towards Donald Trump on Inauguration Day drew attention. Weekend Update host Michael Che mocked Musk for the salutation, once again drawing comparisons to the Nazis and Musk's own Tesla brand. Elon Musk was criticized for his speech at a rally after the inauguration in which he appears to give the Nazi salute. But come on, Elon Musk is not a Nazi, Che said. The Nazis made nice cars, Che averred, referencing the origins of Volkswagen by Adolf Hitler, which he called the People's Car Company in May 1937. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.